And I'd like now to introduce Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, welcome.
Morning. How are you?
Good morning. And we have some visitors also to the Radio Cafe. Christy Hengst is here to talk about what is going on right now. You have a festival coming up, Catherine Street Festival.
It's the Catherine Street Arts Festival, which is actually a series of 4 one-week workshops. And they are in blacksmithing, capoeira, ceramics, and African drumming and dance. And it's kind of part of an experiment and hopefully maybe even a yearly event that my husband, Helmut Hillenkamp, and I are putting together as a way of getting people together to do more of the things that we love and kind of share some of those things together. And we've created a movement space on Catherine Street called The Garage, and that's where the capoeira workshop and the African drumming and dance workshop will be held, and then Helmut will be teaching the blacksmithing in his shop, and I'll be teaching the ceramics in my studio.
So you, Helmut, are a blacksmith, and what kind of blacksmithing do you do and do you teach?
I do architectural ironwork mostly for people's homes, gates, railings, light fixtures, and the likes. And then I teach out of my shop, and I've also taught in Germany and California, like abroad in Ecuador.
And what kind of blacksmithing? If somebody just wants to come and learn for fun, I mean, they're not probably going to go into the field of doing architectural blacksmithing and doors and stuff like that. Do you have an artistic kind of an art blacksmithing also?
Yes, this is what this week will be about. It's like 1 week of exploring what you can do as a beginner with iron. And when we taught these kind of workshops at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur in the last decade, pretty much every year, it's actually really amazing what novices or people who have never touched iron. One person said, oh, never mind the difference between a grinder and a welder. I don't know the difference between plastic and metal. And then at the end of the week, there's all these amazing things that that people do with using the plasma cutters and the forge fire and the welders. And we have a pretty intense hands-on crew that that will guide people through the experience. And for every 3 participants, we'll have one person kind of coaching them.
Now, Christy, you are a ceramic artist, a sculptor?
Yeah.
What are you going to be showing people how to do?
Well, my workshop is kind of more specifically focusing probably on silk screening onto clay, which is something that I've been exploring a lot. But I wanted to take the moment, if we can, actually, to talk about the capoeira workshop,
okay,
which is one of the ones that we're most trying to kind of see if we can get some energy around, because it's been a growing dream to kind of create a little more energy here in Santa Fe around capoeira, which is a Brazilian
right.
martial arts and dance. There's a teacher here in town named Pete Jackson who teaches it, and he's going to be part of this workshop, and there'll be also people coming from Northampton, Massachusetts, from Cape Verde in Africa, and also from Germany, Aachen, Germany, to teach this. And it's a really amazing art form that is great, great exercise, a lot of fun, and involves music and dance and acrobatics and martial art.
Right. The picture on your flyer has somebody doing an amazing split while standing on one hand.
That's Pete.
Yeah, that's Pete. That's our teacher, Pete. We have been taking classes with him for the past 4 years as a whole family, both Christy and I and both our kids. And he's a really amazing capoeira teacher.
And dancer.
And dancer,
or practitioner,
yes,
whatever
yes,
it's called.
Uh-huh. And there are also a few other people in town who practice and teach capoeira, and we're hoping to kind of bring the energy together and move it a notch up in a way, because it's really an art form that works best as a group experience. Like if you have 10 or 15,
right.
20 people in a room, or in a hoda, as they call it, the circle that it's played in, and then you do it, then it's like a really wonderful
a group experience.
And we would like to see things happening on that level here in Santa Fe.
And right. We had like we have a tango scene. We've got a salsa scene. We've got a massive yoga scene. And so capoeira is perhaps next.
The capoeira scene. Draw people in and create something like high energy.
So it's the Catherine Street Arts Festival Summer Camp for Adults and Teenagers, one-week workshops starting this weekend and going through the middle of August. For more information, 920-6763. Helmut Hillenkamp and Christy Hengst, thank you for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us here.
And Rob DeWalt.
Good morning.
Good morning, you redhead.
I am, well, I call it Murple.
Murple. Maroon and purple.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, that's a new
magenta
color.
Magenta and purple.
Ah, magenta and purple, even better. Nice color, ladies and gentlemen, if you come to the Santa Fe Baking Company, you can feast your eyes on his lovely hair. But let's talk about what's going on this weekend.
This is a really busy weekend. Really busy weekend. We've got Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival.
Yes, indeed.
Right? We've got...
You look at the schedule of Santa Fe Chamber Music, and you're like, I want to go to all of them.
Yeah, and a lot of people do.
A few people do.
A lot of people, yeah. Well,
how can you go to all of them? They're
well,
happening day and night.
Not all of them, but as many as one can humanly go to.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's some people go to all. But in any case, a lot of music happening. And one thing I love about it, it's music of all prices, music in all different venues, music at all different times of day.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. It's all over town. And there's what? Okay, so we've got the Chamber Music Festival, we've got the Jazz Festival, we've got Santa Fe Desert Chorale.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got Santa Fe Opera, which is, let's see, we've got Tosca tonight, and then we've got King Roger, right, on Saturday.
I haven't seen any of them yet, but I will.
I'm going on the 10th of August.
Okay.
With my mudda.
Yay.
King Roger opens on Saturday, right, and there's a huge King Roger package in today's Pasa Tiempo. That starts, I believe, on page 50. And it is, this is one that I want to see. I've heard it was a very difficult one to master musically.
Which one, King Roger?
Yes.
Well, it's sung in Polish.
Yes. So I can imagine that that's probably a lot more difficult than singing, say, in Italian for your traditional opera singer.
Yep. On a completely non-musical note, the KSFR Third Annual Book and Media Fair starts today, and it's from 1 to 6 today. There's a fairly small entry fee, and Santa Fe Community College students are free with ID. And then tomorrow from 9 to noon, it's free, and then 1 to 3, then they're closing for lunch, and then from 1 to 3, they have a book-only bag sale.
What's that?
I don't know.
You get a bag of books for a certain price or something?
I guess so.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's right. You get a bag of books for a certain price. And so that's in the Santa Fe Community College Jemez Rooms, and it's something that KSFR does every year. So, and I'll tell you what, there's some amazing books down there. If you're into books, you will find stuff that you haven't, you know, that you've never seen before.
I'm not allowed to bring any more books home. I both get a lot of books, I think.
I think we get a lot of books. I don't need any more books.
Right.
But
it's going to be an incredible sale. It always is. There's always tons of stuff, and there's something for everybody.
Yep.
This is also a huge week for children's theater. We've got The Jungle Book.
Yes.
That's at the Armory for the Arts tonight, and that's through July 29th. We've got the Little Mermaid over at the James A. Little Theater. That's tonight at 7 p.m., and that's through the 29th. We have Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep.
Right? This is like Santa Fe Performing Arts is doing the Jungle Book and the Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep. One, the Jungle Book is a play, and Little Shop of Horrors is the musical. And we had some of the very sweet young people, good actors, excellent young people at the beginning of their performing careers were on the air. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Were they in costume?
No. They didn't even sing for us.
They must have been bleary-eyed. They must have been tired.
Well, you know, it's
kids waking up that early in the summertime?
Grueling rehearsal schedule.
Oh, yes, of course. Speaking of grueling rehearsal schedule, I've been over at Warehouse 21 a lot and have caught some of Robert Knott's rehearsals, and they're ready to go tonight.
Slapstick.
They had a preview last night, I believe. But things really get started tonight. The Persecution and Assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand as performed by the players of Cosmo Martin's Theater Troupe.
Yes.
Is the name of the...
Is the concise name of the play.
The concise name of the play. It sounds very Fiesta Melodrama-ish. It's that long.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I wonder if there's some connection
I wonder, too.
Anyway, it's written and directed by the Santa Fe New Mexicans' own Robert Knott and Matt Sanford, who make a great dynamic duo.
I think they should be separated.
You think? You think so?
No, that's what I told them.
They need to go to the separate corners of their room and have a timeout. Well, anyway,
they egg each other on.
I know.
In bad puns and things like that. But if you like bad puns and slapstick, it's great.
I know. It's good for theater. And it opens at 7:30 p.m. tonight at Warehouse 21 over there in the rail yard. There's discounts available. This is Thursdays through Sundays through July 29th. So there are quite a few performances up.
And there are upcoming shows of Welcome to Bohemia. This weekend, they will be at the Starlight Lounge, Saturday, July 21st, with international favorites, inspired original tunes, dance tunes, and that's at Rainbow Vision, and there's a very, very low cover charge. And they're playing next week as well at the Cowgirl, but we'll tell you that next week.
Next week.
Welcome to Bohemia.
Have we talked about kitties yet? You haven't even talked about kitties yet. I'm so shocked.
Where's my kitty?
Well, you're talking about kitties. I'm going to talk about puppies and kitties.
What?
I'm going to talk about both.
All right.
Christmas in July sale. There's a pet adoption today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Zoe and Guido's Pet Boutique over there at 607 A Cerrillos Road. You can call 988-2500 if you have no idea how to get there. But they're having a puppy and kitty adoption today.
That's a beautiful thing.
So you can get over there and bring it home and say, I'll wash it and I'll feed it and I'll love it and hug it and squeeze it. And
take it for a walk and throw the ball.
And not leave it in a car with the windows rolled up.
That's right. Or even in a car with the windows rolled down.
Yes.
Just don't leave it
Just
in a car
in
on
the
these
car.
On these hot days. And if you want to hear what's going on with Felines and Friends, they tell us that it's monsoon season and the perfect time to cuddle with a new kitty companion on a rainy afternoon. So this week's featured cat is Barrel.
Barrel.
Barrel. He's outgoing and social. He has a great personality. He's large, gorgeous Himalayan mix with slightly crossed blue eyes. He would not do so well in a home with small children or other male cats, but he would do well as as an only cat.
A standalone kitty.
A standalone kitty or a kitty with a girlfriend.
Sounds like a prima donna to me.
Well, I think it sounds cute. But I think most animals are cute. Unless most they're attacking you.
And most cats are prima donnas. So.
No. If you want to adopt Barrel, please call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also Google the Felines and Friends New Mexico website.
Sweet.
Yep.
There's some art openings to talk about also.
Excellent.
Center for Contemporary Arts, Munoz Waxman Gallery's got In the Pursuit of Happiness, work by Regina Foster. There's a symposium tonight from 6:30 to 7:30 and a reception from 7:30 to 9. And that's up through September 9th. We've got Victoria Price Art and Design over there on Pacheco Street. Has a great show called Slow Motion Surrender. It's mixed media works by Max Olivas, and there's a reception from 5 to 7 today. That's through August 15th. I wrote a story about it in today's Pasatiempo. It's on page 38. Give it a read. What else have we got? We've got Eggman and Walrus Emporium right downtown. Brace for Impact. Mixed media work by MJ Husband, BJ Quintana, Bunny Tobias. There's a reception from 5:30 to 9 p.m. today, and that's up through August 11th.
Yay,
there's
that sounds
tons
great.
More. There's tons more.
So walk around and you will find them.
Yes.
And
pick up Pasatiempo.
Or pick up Pasatiempo, even better. Transforming the Nuclear Narrative, a Global Call to Action, sponsored by Journey Santa Fe at Collected Works. On Sunday at 11 a.m. at Collected Works Bookstore, there's a conversation with Michelle Victoria from Nuke Free Now, Jay Coughlin of Nuclear Watch New Mexico, and Joni Ahrens of Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. So they're going to talk about this in advance of the August 4th through 6th events, which commemorate the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, And so that is on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Collected Works Bookstore, where there's always lots of stuff going on, and we're going to let you know more about the other stuff, too.
Hey, do you know anything about this Black Berets this Black Berets event that's happening?
No.
Okay. So the Black Berets was a group that was formed in Albuquerque in the late 60s, and it was sort of like the Brown Berets. It was a Chicano activist group.
Right.
And a lot of people remember them simply because of some riots that took place in Roosevelt Park in Albuquerque back in, I think, 72 or so. Anyway, some of the original Black Berets are getting together for what they call a charla, which is like a kind of a discussion group.
Yeah.
And they're going to be getting together, and they're also going to be screening some footage from this film in progress about the Black Berets. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, at El Museo Cultural over there in the rail yard. And this is going to be really, really interesting. I watched a lot of the footage, the stuff that I could find online. And some of the stuff that these folks did was you know, giving out free breakfast to school children before the school district was giving out free breakfast to school children. So if you're into that sort of, you know, activist lean, this is an interesting sort of local take on it.
Yeah, very important stuff, and definitely worth seeing.
Well, these guys are, there's a lot of these folks are getting together now, the old guard, and a lot of the new Chicano activists are getting together now.
I think they emailed me, and if I neglected to write back, please forgive me. I get more emails sometimes than I can handle.
Yeah, trust me.
Do you know what that's like, Rob DeWalt?
Yes, I do.
We try. We do our best.
Yes, I do.
But, okay, what else? Today at Collected Works at 5 o'clock, reception for Taos Pueblo photographer Bruce Gomez. And he's doing a show which has a collection of images from Taos Pueblo and Taos area landscapes, and also images of southern France and Paris. Then tomorrow from 9 in the morning until noon at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, Collected Works Books at the Market series continues with The Prince of Peppers and Sultan of Spicy Food, Dave DeWitt, author of The Southwest Table, Traditional Cuisine from Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. And then on Sunday, we talked about transforming the nuclear narrative. Also on Sunday from 3 to 5, the singer-songwriter Lorianne Fiorentino will be there with guest writer Cindy Bellinger and musician Matthew Blank. And then on Sunday at 6 o'clock, Collected Works will stay open late to welcome author Joy Harjo, who will be reading from and signing copies of her new memoir, Crazy Brave. And Monday at 6 o'clock, Monday the 23rd at 6 o'clock, it's Rep Night at Collected Works, and you can meet four of their publisher's representatives who will share their favorite picks from the upcoming publishing season, Random House, Macmillan, Norton, and Publishers Group West. On Tuesday at 6 o'clock, author Mark Sundin will read from and sign copies of his new book, The Man Who Quit Money, which is about a man named Daniel Suelo, who basically left his entire life savings, which was $30, in a telephone booth. And he's lived without money since then. Completely without money. And without food stamps, without welfare. And with, he doesn't even do barter. He just, I don't know how he lived. But we'll find out. I'm actually going to have the author of the book on the show on Tuesday. And then finally on Thursday, Collected Works at 6 o'clock, the shared reading series continues with readings and signings of three authors, Reese Taylor, Nathan Brown, and Donald Levering. So lots of good stuff at Collected Works Bookstore, which is on Galisteo Street on the corner of Water, and not only great events and great books, but also coffee, tea, and lots of good things to eat.
Yes, little nibbles.
Little nibbles.
On the 26th, author Trent Zelazny is going to be read from Butterfly Potion, his new novella, which is actually pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's very good.
Excellent.
Actually, I have it in my bag if you want to look at it.
Yeah, let me read it right now.
Right in the middle of the show. Just drop everything.
I'll just read it.
But that's at 6 p.m. at Opposite Books, which is over there on Baca Street. Sort of, you know, in that little parking, that little area.
One of my new favorite places now.
The Opsith?
Yes.
Yeah, I go in there without my wallet.
Go in there, ladies and gentlemen, with your wallet. Why not?
Yeah. Well, every once in a while I will, but generally I try and go in there.
It's a terrific place, and it's right next to Counterculture, too. So
yeah.
You can go get books and sit outside and read them.
It's called Caldera Gallery is right over there.
Yep. They're way awesome.
They're way awesome. Totally rad and gnarly.
What, is it now passé to say awesome?
Awesome? No, it's falling out of favor.
Is it? What is it being replaced by? Oh, master of hipness.
I don't know. Mm. I'm not that hip anymore, I don't think.
By the way, we have a ticket giveaway right now, but you can't call until I tell you what the ticket giveaway is. So if somebody's calling right now, it doesn't count. The ticket giveaway is for tickets.
Drum roll, please.
Give me a drum roll. To Black Uhuru.
Yeah.
And let's see, where is my... The reason I'm stalling is because I can't find my little piece of paper about Black Uhuru. Hey,
I've got it. I've got it right here.
Okay.
Okay. So these folks formed back in the early 70s, and they're best known probably for, an album called Anthem. And they were...
Reggae.
Yeah, reggae. Hits like What Is Life, Botanical Roots, and a cover of Stephen Van Zandt's 1983 song Solidarity. And they were very popular. They've been through numerous lineup changes, but there's still, I think, one or two original members in the band. They're playing at 7 p.m. Saturday, July 21st.
At Santa Fe Soul.
I will be there with my partner and a couple of other people.
That should be a great show. I listened to them in college.
Oh, yeah. We still have cassettes.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So the first caller, 428-1382. Gets a ticket or a pair of tickets,
and I'm going on a hunch that this is an outdoor show.
Go on that hunch.
I'm going to go
no
on
idea.
That hunch, yeah. Just because most reggae shows need to be outdoors for
That's
reasons
right.
that we don't really get into.
Yes, excellent reasons.
Yeah, but let's see. Other performances also. We have Old Time Rhythm, Lillian Montevecchi at Kay Ballard and Leroy Reams. Bunch of singing going on. A comedian, Broadway Hoofer, and a French chanteuse share the stage at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center. Doing It for Love is the name of the show. It's an evening of song, dance, and stories backed by a full orchestra under the direction of Santa Fe's own cabaret star and musical producer, David Geist.
Nice.
Yay.
Yay.
So that is July 20th and the 21st at the Lenzic. And you can call 988-1234 for tickets.
988-1234. And the tickets are, of course, gone.
Of course.
Thank you all callers for calling. Kumusha is playing tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 2:30 at the South Madrid Block Party. The shops on Firehouse Lane are hosting the annual Block Party down in Madrid. And there's special gallery sales and live music all day, including the Kumusha Women's Ensemble, face painting, clown car painting, and much more. It's from the whole thing is from 11 to 6. And as the person who sent this to me wrote, remember the 60s? It's a happening. So come and support Madrid's Food Bank. For more information, 474-0002.
Can I get stuff an announcement in here real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Girls Inc. is still looking for volunteers for the 40th annual Arts and Craft Show in the Plaza. That's on August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The shifts are 3 to 4 hours. Call 983-2042 to sign up. This is their big fundraiser every year, and they desperately need volunteers for the show.
Excellent.
For the big art do.
Art do.
Yeah.
And what's happening at the screen?
Oh, let me see. Let me pick up my trusty Positiempo.
One thing is the Screen Gallery has a show called Studies in Surface Art by Judith Toller, and its canvases painted in multiple layers, each one scratched, scraped, and scoured until the last layer and the final painting surface make themselves known. And there's also a bunch of movies.
Yeah, we've got Take This Waltz, right? Which is it's this Toronto set film. And it got a really good review in today's Positiempo by, I believe, Jennifer Levin. There's a review on page 68. And that's at the screen. There was something else going on at the screen that I wanted to mention. Ah, yes. Director Chris Ayer, director of Hideaway, is going to discuss the film after a screening of Hideaway at 7 p.m. Friday, July 20th.
Yes.
And
we tried very hard to get him on this week, but it did not work out.
It
so
didn't work out?
Unfortunately, but maybe when he comes back.
Well, the film screenings continue through Thursday, July 26th, so you have some time to see the film, but I believe tonight is the only time that he's going to be here.
That's right.
For a discussion after the film. You can go to thescreensf.com or call 473-6494 for more information about that event. Gosh, I'm losing my voice. Everyone is sick at the office.
Oh, that's pretty bad. What do you guys have?
It's like a coffee.
Coffee.
Like a cough, throaty, kind of virusy, icky thing.
A cough, throaty, kind of icky thing. That's not
yeah.
so good.
No. CCA has actually got Paul Williams still alive.
Yeah.
After all these years.
After all these years.
Three and a Half Chilies in today's Paso Tiempo by Jennifer Levin. Excuse
really?
Me.
Really?
Yes.
Can it be that it's already time to go?
No way.
I'm shocked, I tell you. Hey, don't forget the Tarnoff Art Center is having all kinds of workshops in July and beyond, and you can go to thetarnoffartcenter.org for more information, but they've got kids' workshops and self-portraits and welding and silver soldering and all kinds of good things, woven copper sculpture workshop. And Rob DeWalt is with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine, the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us many, many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Have a wonderful weekend.
I shall try.
Please try.
You too.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And we want to thank Marilyn LeBlanc very much for engineering today, as always. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta. So what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm still moving.
Oh, no. Moving takes a long time.
Yeah. But I'm going to Black Uhuru tomorrow night.
Excellent.
So there's that.
Well, good. Well, have a wonderful
yeah.
time.
What about you?
Maybe we'll see you there. I can't remember. I'm doing I know I'm doing something. Besides dog walking. But anyway, have a great weekend. Everybody, be happy, be peaceful, be safe, wear your seatbelt, and go out and listen to live performances. Adios.
Adios.